From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Brendan J. Lyons reports for the Times Union that acting State Supreme Court Justice Catherine Chalakis struck down New York's ban on the sale of flavored electronic liquids this weekend. The judge's ruling for the Vapor Technology Association challenged the legality and constitutionality of an emergency order issued last year by Governor Andrew Cuomo and the state health department banning certain vaping products. Chalakis wants the legislature to decide the issue. Chalakis wrote, and I quote, "Of course, nothing in this decision, order, and judgment should be read in any way as trivializing the concern that the availability of flavored e-liquids may well be contributing to the spread of nicotine addiction among our youth. Rather, this court's holding on the present motion is limited to the recognition that there is a likelihood that the petitioners, the vaping industry, will ultimately succeed in proving that the emergency regulation is an impermissible administrative transgression into territory that is reserved to our legislature by the state constitution," end quote. Cuomo issued the executive order without public notice and public comment periods normally used for regulatory action. Last year, there were many vaping illnesses and some deaths, which led to many quickly written laws around the country. Assemblyperson Linda Rosenthal co-sponsored a 2016 bill to ban flavored e-cigarette sales and has said she will bring up the legislation again this month. She said, and I quote, "I believe this kind of thing should be codified in statute. It will have a much stronger lasting impact than regulations, which can be challenged, as we are now seeing," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Douglas Duarte with Syracuse.com breaks down many actual facts about how the New York State's new bail reform laws have had an impact on Onondaga County. There are about 100 fewer inmates in jail there now due to the law than last year. There are now 100 fewer inmates in the jail now due to the law than last year, a 20% decrease. Officials started making reforms before the law took effect January 1st, as the county jail population there fell from 558 inmates on January 2nd, 2019, to 452 on November 2nd, 2019, with 402 jail there as of January 7th, according to the sheriff's records. Onondaga County Sheriff Gene Conway would not comment on the drop in inmates, but there are indications police are not arresting people for minor infractions. Doughty writes, and I quote, "Onondaga County District Attorney William Fitzpatrick said he hadn't seen the numbers yet, but confirmed that a drop in the numbers of people taken to jail in the first place could, and I quote, very well, end quote, be the cause," end quote. The state's new bail reform law mandates the immediate release of anyone arrested on a violation or misdemeanor or anyone charged with nonviolent felonies. Previously, anyone arrested for those same offenses with enough money to post bail were also released. So the only people now released from jail are poorer folks, as people with means charged with the same crimes could usually post bail. That also explains why there are fewer people in jail now, as people with means would be in jail for a very short time, and people without means who are now being released were held for much longer periods of time. Read more about this story at Syracuse.com. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that the Catskill Village Board appointed Patrick Hernandez and Erica Brantley to the Housing Authority Board on January 8th. In November, Kimberly Jones Holt and Louise Schwartz resigned from the board, and Patrick McCullough left on December 31st. Hernandez teaches business at Catskill High School, and Brantley has been on the board before and lives in the village's Hoponose apartments. Catskill Housing Authority Chairman Sam Aldi said, and I quote, "She took a break from the board and is back to work with a new, progressive board to advocate for the tenants and secure their health and safety," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Cecilia Watson-Supel reports for the Daily Freeman that more stores are closing at the Hudson Valley Mall in Ulster County. The Hudson Valley Mall's Victoria's Secret will close February 5th after the Hot Topic FYE and the H&M stores all announced closing shop there in recent weeks. K Jewelers is also moving out of the mall down the street to Ulster Crossings. James M. Hull of Hull Property Group, the private real estate development company that owns the mall that originally opened in 1981, says new businesses are coming soon. A facility with an urgent care center, ambulatory surgery, and oncology practice will open where Macy's used to be. Hull boasts about their $18 million renovation plan, and I quote, "HealthQuest will be there 40 years from now. It's a fundamental anchor for the mall," end quote. He also hinted that an unnamed might move into the former JCPenney department store space. Otherwise, there are empty spaces. Hull said, and I quote, "It's endemic of the national scene. Retail stores are going," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.